Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm being such a boy today, I do apologise. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your holidays?
It was really good, thank you.
Good.
Can I just say the first boy thing you've done is leave your stinky trainers under my desk for the whole time I've been away. I walked in and I was like, what's that? And then the one that doesn't speak said it was the fridge. And I was like, no, it's not. It's these manky shoes that have been underneath here.
Yeah, they've been festering there for about 3 weeks.
I shoved them in the cupboard and the smell is still wafting out.
So maybe I'll wash them at some point.
Yeah, you need to deal with them.
Mm. I'm being a boy because I can't even feel my legs today and my hips hurt, everything hurts. And I've got a cold because it was raining.
Do men often have problems with their hips?
Just everything hurts. So it was the Great North Run yesterday. Really good atmosphere. I wasn't that fast, but I got round. It was all fine. I had to stop for an interview. That's always a good look, I think, on BBC One when you're 6 miles in and someone goes, could you just stop for this interview? Like, red, sweaty. It's never a good look, is it?
No, how long? Did you stop, what, an hour? Or?
About 10 minutes. Because there were some people from Hollyoaks in front of me being interviewed.
I thought normally they ran alongside you. They get some kind of...
No.
Fit interview and they're like, come on, what
no,
do you
had
think?
To, there was a stopping point
well.
Just by a little chef and you had to stop there and queue up to be interviewed.
Oh, did you get a lolly?
No, I didn't pop in.
Oh.
Actually, yes, I did pop in and that's why my time was so long. Actually, it wasn't that long, it was fine.
You should have stopped off on a massive Olympic breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you could have said that was part of the run because Olympics, yeah. Running, that works.
So, yeah, can I just say as well, if you are planning on doing a half marathon anytime soon, my advice to you is not to do a gig in Preston the night before and maybe get more than like an hour's sleep, because that does hinder you a little bit as you get to about mile 7 and you feel like you might die. Also, can I just say, there are some people who did the Great North Run, and I don't believe their times.
Like who?
Just a few people that I know.
Like who?
Like an hour and a half, really?
Like your agent?
No, mate, no. He is...
Like your agent who's actually a member of a running club who you're now saying didn't get round
the... No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that would anyone really notice if somebody like my agent, but not him, hid a bike in a bush somewhere, maybe, and then, you know, just kind of... Or maybe jumped into a cab...
So if
and then they dropped him off, like maybe, or someone like him, about 2 miles before the end.
Is this an
so he could just do the glory bit at the end.
Is this an appeal for people in the Newcastle area if they've seen Mark Goodyear on a bike at the weekend?
No, I didn't say it was him. I just said there was a few people that were incredibly fast. Joe McKeldry did it in, I think, 1 hour 39, but he runs all the time. And he probably knows loads of cab drivers in the Newcastle South Shield area. That's all I'm saying.
I can't believe you're saying this. Mark Goodyear is a respected Smooth FM DJ.
I know he is. I didn't say it was him.
And
I just said some people that I've heard of.
Clever enough to make the cab stop for an hour so it looked like he'd run it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Can I just say well done to everybody that completed the Great North Run yesterday. I'm not slating the people that got good times at all. People have been training very hard for this, Mills, and then you go on air and slate them. I'm not slating them. I'm just saying that they cheated. No, I'm not saying that, obviously. But would it take much to hide a sneaky cab around the corner? That's what I'm saying. Kylie, and get out of my way. It's 4:18. Seriously, congratulations if you did it yesterday. It was actually really hard. No one told me there were that many hills. And then, to make it worse... As you go down to the sea in South Shields, a massive drop, which would kill your shins. Whose idea was that route? Now, something you may have missed, Becky. Mm-hmm. Did you listen at all last week to the show?
No.
Okay, good.
Why? What did you say?
Well, we're talking about when something happens, when someone points something out, and you've never noticed it before, and once they've pointed it out, that's all you can hear. Prime example was the amount that Pixie Lott breathes in Turn It Up. A lot.
Yes. I've got one of these. You know Hugh Edwards off the news?
Mm.
When he reads, he's got like a kind of Elvis lip, like his lip kind of go up and like... And now I've noticed it, I can't not notice it. So every time I see him, he's like...
Another news?
Doing like Elvis lip.
Hugh Edwards?
Yeah.
I'd never noticed that.
He does, watch him.
You see, now that's all I'll be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Matt, one of our listeners, has sent an email. This was pointed out to Matt by somebody, and now that's all he can hear. It's Carol off of BBC Breakfast.
Oh, I love Carol.
I'm not aware of Carol.
Oh, she's lovely. She's really sweet. She's on every morning.
Does she do...
It's just the weather.
The weather. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Yeah, so she's the weather lady on BBC Breakfast. And she breathes quite a lot, like Pixie Lott. Listen, here she is. Here's Carol.
For Wales too, here quite a veil of cloud with some showers. And for Northern Ireland, it's a cloudy start to the day with some showers. And for the south of Northern Ireland, we could well hang on to that cloud through the day with rain from time to time. The same for the northwest of England, especially so around the Manchester area. But for Scotland, improving, we lose that rain, still some residual showers. And you can see some sunnier breaks developing through the afternoon. And if anything, towards the latter part of the afternoon into the early evening, while we still hang on to daylight hours, we'll see some further sunshine around too.
Oh, I just wanted to take... To relax a bit, you know?
Maybe she had to be in a rush.
Maybe, yeah.
To get back to Bill and Sian on the sofa.
Yeah, I think maybe she was against the clock there, maybe.
The clouds will break across England and Wales, leading to quite a lot of fog. Anywhere, say, from Shropshire, down in the direction of Kent, south. There'll be some fog patches elsewhere as well, but not as extensive. And more clouds sweeping in across Northern Ireland and Scotland will introduce some rain.
Oh, God.
Can I give you another one? No, do you want another one about Carol, which I've noticed?
Go on.
Oh, no, because once I say it, you won't be able to then...
I don't mind.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Because I heard it and then I can't stop thinking about it
now. Well, we've got her gasping, says, so we might as well have another one.
When she says England and Scotland.
Scotland and England?
Yeah.
The clouds will break across England and Wales, sweeping in across Northern Ireland and Scotland. And for Northern Ireland, it's a cloudy start to the day. For the south of Northern Ireland, the same for the northwest of England. But for Scotland, improving, we lose that rain.
Oh, no, now you, look what you've done.
She loves England and Scotland.
She loves Scotland, England and Northern Ireland.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, something else you missed while you were away, Becky. You know, Gary, my mate, Unlucky Gary, is changing his name by deed poll.
From Unlucky Gary to what?
No, his surname.
Why?
Doesn't like it.
I don't even know. Was his surname Gary?
Bint.
Bint?
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
Well, he didn't laugh. That's a start.
I was trying to hold it in.
So we were asking the listeners last week for what Gary's surname, new surname, should be, so he could start a new life of luck. And he did agree on air to let listeners' suggestions be his final surname.
Oh, a mistake.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good, you?
I'm good. Now, before you do finally commit to Gary McFly...
Yeah.
Gary McFly?
Yeah, that's his Gary's new name.
Okay.
Better than Bint.
Better than Bint, that's right.
Yeah, an improvement.
Why don't you just change your first name to Unlucky and your last name to Gary and then it's done? Easy.
No. Here's a couple more that I want to run by you just in case you have a last minute change of heart.
Okay.
Gary Krishna.
No.
You know, off of symbols and stuff. Gary Krishna? No?
No, not feeling that.
Or Gary Cashin. Do you know why?
No.
Because when it goes backwards, Cash and Gary.
Cash and Gary?
Cash and Gary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that one. Or, I quite like this, Gary Mann. That would make you the G-Man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Quite good. Yeah.
And then, obviously, there's loads for Mr. Spot again.
G-Spot.
Yeah.
when you say it, Gary, that adds a whole new element. I'm feeling that.
So where are we at with the change over to Gary McFly?
Yeah, I've done the official forms today online, and they're coming tomorrow.
You're actually doing it.
Of course he is.
He's got the official tomorrow.
I thought it was just for the radio.
No, really not.
It's actually happening.
How much does it cost you, please?
About £33.
That's a bargain.
It is good.
It's quite good, yeah.
Now, I liked the question you asked me about the spelling of the name earlier on text. Tell people that.
Yeah, I asked if that F needs to be a capital or whether it needs to be small. And not, I think it needs to be capital.
It does.
Well, if you're talking
capital
about the band, yeah.
Yeah.
When people ask you why Gary McFly, are you going to say because of Back to the Future or because of the band McFly? Or what have you said so far?
I've told work already and I've just said it was my mum's maiden name. just to get out of it easily.
And what are people saying?
They just, I don't think they know the band McFly because they're a bit older, so...
Oh, okay, that's good.
It's going to be a lot of admin. Isn't it a bit annoying?
Loads of stuff to do.
Yeah.
So you've got passport
and everything.
Got to change over your bills, driving licence.
Yeah, loads of stuff.
But think about it.
I've been practising my signature as well.
In the end...
Signature, yes. You're going to put a little star over the end. Or a heart. Yeah. A lot of late entries for Gary Manilow. Are you sure you don't want to go with that one?
Gary Manilow. Quite like that, actually.
No, it's not as good.
It's
not as good.
I like that.
We're sticking with Gary McFly. So you'll get the forms through tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, it's official tomorrow, yeah.
What, so you are going to be Gary McFly this time tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Gary. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Gary McFly. It's all about you.
I like it.
I really like it. And there are some people on Twitter saying they don't believe that this is actually going to happen, aren't there?
Yeah, a lot of them don't believe it, no.
Loads of non-believers. Well, you better believe it. Tomorrow it's going to happen. Right, anything else we need to discuss with Unlucky Gary, or are we cool to go ahead, one that doesn't speak? Is that all good? All good? Right, we're done, yeah. So,
okay, cool.
So
I'll show you the form thing tomorrow, the legal forms.
Oh, I can't
wait. Do you get
wait.
A certificate in that?
Yeah, and some copies as well.
Oh, amazing. Okay, right. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
When you will be Gary McFly officially, all right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you let the listeners change your name. That's amazing. All right. I'll speak to you later, McFly.
Okay, speak to you later.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Rich and Darby's been on saying, I'm a 24-year-old lad. Why do I love Taylor Swift so much? Why is that? Why does he love that so much? Any idea? Okay, well, it's fine. Don't freak out about it. It's absolutely fine. I bet there are other 24-year-old lads out there like you, Rich, who are listening to Radio 1 and love a bit of Mine, the new track by Taylor Swift. Whether anyone will text in or give their name, I don't know.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Loads of closet Taylor Swift fans are outing themselves. Like Callum. Hi, Callum.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, good, mate.
So we just played Mine, the new track by Taylor Swift, and you enjoyed it?
I did, I've got to admit, yeah.
How old are you?
22.
What's your job?
I'm working in a sports shop.
Work in a sports shop?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it her or her music?
A little bit of both, but mainly the music, I suppose.
You like her music?
I do like the music.
Can you explain to me in any way why you might like her?
I don't know. The music's just fun, easy listening. I don't know, I just quite like it.
And you're not ashamed?
Not at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
Rich is the same, and so is Miles in Stockport. He's 20. Just wants to know if there's something wrong with him. Absolutely not, it's fine. Matt in Redditch, he's 25.
Andy
loves her as well.
Andy off Worcester?
Andy off Worcester, but then it's obvious why he likes her. I think more, if you read on his text.
Right, okay.
Have you got a girlfriend at the moment?
No.
Boyfriend?
No, cheers.
No, just check in, because that would explain a lot of what Andy's saying there on the text.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I don't really know why, but I'm glad you enjoyed it, and you'll be hearing it a lot more on Radio 1.
Good times.
Be proud.
Okay.
Give me a high five.
Thanks, mate.
High five? Yeah, it's a nice big long one there.
There we go.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Just a really quick game for you before we play the next song. Do you want to play?
Right. Okay.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
It's called Great North Run, Faster or Slower. Basically, I'll give you the name of a celebrity and you can tell me if they ran the Great North Run faster or slower than you, Scott. Tulip, do you want to play as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about this.
Here we go.
Really impressed with
so
this.
What was your time, Scott?
2 hours something.
2 hours, 31 minutes. Mm. Okay, right. First,
bearing in mind, I did have to do an interview.
Okay, well, these are all other celebrities, so they would probably have done interviews too.
That's not true. Anyway,
Isabel Lang off the weather. Faster or slower? Yes. 1 hour, 54:33. Greg James off Radio 1.
Faster.
Yes. 2 hours and 6. Max.
This isn't very nice.
Max Branning off EastEnders.
Faster.
Yes. 2:23.
Not much faster. Aww. No one interviewed him. Actually, no, they did at the start.
Cheryl Baker.
She's got
faster.
To be slower?
Slower. 2 hours, 41. See, it
yes.
is a fair game.
Well
They're not
done.
All faster than you. Haile Gabriel Selassie.
Who's that?
Who's that? He's like one of the best long-distance runners ever.
Oh, sorry. Probably faster.
Yes, he did it in 59 minutes 33.
I do apologise.
And he actually won it, I think. He won the men's
one. He did come first.
Oh, he won.
Oh, he did it in just under an hour.
So sorry. I should pay more attention.
No wonder. You probably wouldn't have seen him because he was just straight off.
Is that the end of the game?
No. Oh. Molly off of Corrie, a.k.a. Vicky Binns.
I'm saying...
She's been running in her storylines.
Okay. I'm saying that Binns was faster.
Yes, 157. Floella Benjamin off of Kids TV back in the olden days.
Faster.
Yes, 229. Ray Stubbs.
Right, okay, I know why that was. She was in... No, nothing.
Ray Stubbs. Stubbsy. Faster or
faster.
Slower than you. Yes, 221. And Angelica Bell off of Michael Underwood.
Oh, much faster.
151.
She's one of those people that pretends that she doesn't run fast, but she does.
She is really good, actually. Yeah,
she is
really
good, but pretends that she isn't.
So, Isabel Lang, Greg James, Max Uffie Stenders, Hailey Gabrielle-Selassie, Molly off Corrie, Floella Benjamin, Ray Stubbs and Angelica Bell all
I'm
beat
I'm quite
you.
Pleased with that.
There was good. One, wasn't there, that you beat?
Cheryl Baker.
Yeah, you beat Cheryl Baker. Well done.
Come on! She had a T-shirt on her...
Good,
wearing,
good.
Which
it's
was
bad
good.
To run without a clothing.
Which everyone was pleased about.
Is that it?
That's it. Here's Brandon Flowers. No, and it said on it, Cheryl Baker. I think it's great that celebrities, that more people should wear their names on their T-shirts just so you know who they are. Do you know what I mean?
Most people would know who she was. But so, it's good
well,
that
for
she
the people that didn't...
It's good that she felt the need to highlight it, though.
All the little kids squirting water at you... as you go through that estate in South Shields, they might not have known who she was.
So was that were they squirting everyone or just you?
Everyone.
Really?
It seems to be. But then you squirt them back and they quite like it.
What? Why did you run the whole race with a water pistol?
No, I had a bottle of water. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'm Usain Bolt and Scott Mills is faster than me.
That's Usain Bolt there saying that I am faster than him. On BBC Radio 1.
At naming Carly songs.
At yeah, all right. Thanks for that. It's 5:13. I'm so sorry I didn't know the name of the person that won the Great North Run. It was them, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What was their name again?
Haile Gebrselassie.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. You're full of amazing celebrity gossip. I'm so pleased you're back. Something was lacking from the show, I feel, in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, what a random inane rubbish.
Well, without you, we wouldn't know that Orson we on tents.
No.
Would we?
No.
At the big weekend. And another astounding one just fell out of your gob then. And I've never mentioned it before.
I haven't. Is this about Akon and the sugar?
Yeah. We just got some coffees in. And
thank you very much.
That's all right. And we were discussing how many of us have sugar. I don't have any.
No, I don't have any sugar either. No. And then I said to the one that doesn't speak that I once had to get Akon on some sugars. And he said, I have loads. So I brought back 6 because I thought that was loads.
Not enough.
Wasn't he? He has 13 per
in
cup.
In each drink.
I was like, do you want a bit of coffee with that?
Whoa.
He wasn't a fan of brown sugar either. He had to have white sugar. I don't know what the difference is.
There we are. If you want to live like Akon... Simply tip 13 sugars into your coffee.
How many grams is that? That's
incredible.
That's 65 grams of sugar.
And he's not even that hyper on it, is he?
That's
he's quite
lot
laid
of
back,
sugar.
Akon. He's like, hey, yeah, I'm Akon. He's not like, all right, yeah, I'm fine. What are we doing the interview now? What? Don't make me wait around. He's fine. Oh, we found out something brilliant while you were away.
What is it?
Talking about good celebrity goss.
Yeah.
Listen to this, dear Scott.
Hi, Scott. I'm from Los Angeles and live in Bristol now. My friend worked doing wardrobe on Friends for almost the whole series.
Aniston Goss.
She told me Jennifer liked the nut-smuggling look, so she would have to have sheer bras with the nips cut out, so she looked braless. Smiley. Just saying. Your friend Karen. Love you. P.S. This is easily confirmed. Lots of people know. Smiley.
Everybody in Hollywood knows that she likes the nips on show.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, because...
Why did you cut that bit out?
We're on the subject of things that you don't notice until someone points them out and then you notice it all the time.
Now you've just been watching Friends box sets.
Yeah, because it looks like she never wears a bra. She does, but she's a fan of the nut smuggling look. So it's sheer bras with the nips cut out. Every time. That's what Rachel... That's the look that she rocked. Podcast. Right, Frankie off of Warrington's been on saying, hi, Scott. I've got some really good innuendo bingo for you. Thank you, Frankie. It is a good one. We'll play it in a minute. also says, instead of spitting the water out on the innuendo, why not mix it up a bit? Instead of the water in the mouth, for the game, try and balance something on your head while you're listening to the innuendo bingo clip to see if it works. Well, Frankie, I always love listener suggestions, and that's what we're doing today. Becky, explain what you've got there, please.
One of these massive water bottle holder things.
From the water cooler?
Yeah, so basically it's the thing that holds the water on the cooler.
They're huge! Now, somebody dropped one of those outside Ready One the other day when they were delivering the new bottles, and they make a bit of a noise, don't they?
It has still got quite a bit of water. I just had to take it off the dispenser.
Okay, so why not try this? If you're driving, obviously, and you look a bit weird on the bus. But if you're at home, try putting something on your head and balancing it, and then see if any of the innuendo makes the thing that's on your head fall off it. So sniggering will make it fall off, generally. Right, so are you ready for this?
Yeah, it's got a handy handle for me to place it on my head.
Okay, so the water bottle is now
massive.
It's hard
with my headphones.
It's bigger than your actual head.
Do I look like a Teletubby?
A little bit. Okay. Oh.
Oh, it's not going to stay. Hang on.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got to wear my headphones sideways like a proper DJ.
Balance on your head.
Yeah, I got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, and here is the first bit of innuendo bingo. Got to say majorly still, otherwise... Otherwise it will fall off.
It takes so long between saying that you're going to do the bingo and then...
Okay.
So I can hold it, but I can't hold it forever.
Frankie suggested this one. It's off of Radio 4, and here it is.
You're not objecting to him writing a book, I take it. I mean, you're just saying that the idea that you can just sort of wake up in the morning and toss off a good book is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh! God!
Sorry.
That's about books there on Radio 4.
Turn the computer around.
We're not breaking the studio upstairs, engineer people. It's all fine. Okay, balance back on the head again. And this bit of innuendo bingo, spotted by Jimmy. He found this one. Thank you, one of our listeners. Sarah Cox. What?
Is Jimmy funny? No.
No,
Jimmy's not funny.
Don't laugh at that. Right, compose.
Yeah.
Johnny Minkley's in talking about DJ Hero.
That's not even funny.
That was premature.
Again.
Johnny Minkley's in talking about DJ Hero 2 with Tiesto. Is Tiesto coming in or is he on the game? I think he must be on the game.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done. And this next one, suggested by Helen and Norwich, who was listening to the football commentary on 5 Live over the weekend.
Fantastic play from Jones. Unfortunately, looks like he's feeling his groin. He stayed down. He's definitely feeling his groin, I think. Knocked him to the floor, couldn't see whether Green got a touch on it, but it's bulleted off his left hand upright. It's a great effort.
Oh.
Is that actual sport?
That's sport, that is. I might listen more often. And that was innuendo bingo with one of the massive bottles off of the water cooler. I like that. It mixes up a bit.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Jason Mraz, which is an incredibly popular song to have as your first dance at the wedding. Emma in Bromley, she had it at her wedding in March. That was the first song they danced to. Jason Mraz, thanks for your text. Jude in South London, maybe it's a South East thing. Jude in South London is going to have it as her wedding song in 5 weeks' time. Becky's having Take It Off by Kesha as her first one.
I didn't even know I was getting
take
married.
Take it off, everybody. Hole in the wall. It's a dirty free-for-all. Come on, everybody. Happy couple.
I can see it now.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting married, are you?
No.
Okay.
If I would, it would be a dirty free-for-all because I don't like weddings where you have to pay.
No.
No, do
will
you?
Will it be glitter on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
You're in the corner in your party pants?
Yeah.
If we're still talking.
Waiting for Kesha. Why would we not be talking?
Well, I don't know. You might be one of those ones that...
Oh, not this again. What?
I don't know. Like, you might be one of those ones
You're
that...
saying that if you...
I'm saying that if we don't work together, which we probably won't by the time I get married, because it's going to be like 10 years' time, then you probably won't speak to me.
You're saying that I'm just a friend for the show. That's
You're just
not
a
right.
colleague.
That's not...
You're a colleague.
To you... What? I'm a colleague to you?
No. You're my friend, but me to you. You only think of me as a colleague.
That makes me sad that you think that.
Did you ask me to run the Great North Run with you? No.
Would you have done
Have
it?
You
no.
asked me to come and see your new house yet? No.
That's... I've got a big thing planned for my new house.
Have you? What is it?
I'll tell you off air, but it's good.
Tell me now.
I can't.
Why?
Because
it's too embarrassing. What is it?
No, it just involves I can't, no, I can't. It'll be in a couple of weeks.
What is it? I don't think I want to come round.
You're very much invited.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Someone had a song from Flight of the Conchords as their wedding song. Doesn't say who you are. Probably best. Simon and Hannah are on saying, we get married on Saturday, still don't know what to have. Why don't you take some advice from people that we had on before? Do you remember this a while back? We were talking about first songs at weddings, and their song was In This City by Igloo and Hartley. Why? So have that one. No one else will probably choose that.
Don't have that one.
Why? It was good.
Well, yeah, at the time, but I wouldn't have it now.
No?
Don't have, like, DJ Casper or something, like Cha-Cha Slide.
No, because that's everyone else will want to join in.
Well, that's popular, isn't it, at the moment?
Joining on the first dance?
To have, like, a whole routine, and then you put it on YouTube, and then you get, like, viral.
Okay. I still say that you go for Igloo and Hartley in This City, because, only one other couple in the entire world would have ever had that song as their first song at a wedding.
I think CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's some brilliant ones coming in. Simon and Hannah have been on, getting married on Saturday. Normally, you've worked out way in advance what you're going to have as your first song at your wedding. They haven't. They haven't got a clue. My suggestion was Igloo and Hartley in This City. not that many people have that one. Here's a good one. Imagine, like, all your relatives there. Your nan's there, your aunt's there, your uncle's there, being a little bit embarrassing. And DJ goes, right, hello? Hello? Right, here are the happy couple, Simon and Hannah! Walk on to the flow.
Yeah.
There's your nan looking on proudly.
So seductive.
Oh!
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Oh!
But the thing is, the nans would love it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those songs where they're like, ooh.
Oh, this has got a good beat.
And then they start tapping their head, tap their foot, and then they do that a lot of sort of dancing.
I actually, I DJed at a wedding recently, which I haven't done for many years.
Were you like that with the...
What, with the... Oh, sorry. And it was a lottery winner. And he had won...
Is that the ones you fix for them to win?
I didn't fix it, because it's not a fix. But he'd won something like 3 million on the lottery, really down on his luck. And then I pressed the big button one Saturday night. He wins near on £3 million.
That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Isn't it? So...
That you were DJing at their wedding, all of a sudden he wins the lottery.
So he booked
me.
On
the night that you were doing it.
No, it wasn't that night. It really? Was a good 8 months afterwards.
Yeah. Leave a bit of time so the investigation doesn't look too obvious.
Put him off the scent. And there were some nans dancing to I Like the Way You Move.
Aw, oh, I love nan dancing.
Here's another good one. Simon and Hannah, everybody!
Oh!
Here they come! Your nan's getting a groove on. Aunt Beryl, this one's got a good beat.
I'm an outlaw. Quick on the draw.
It's Lap Dance by NERD. And there we are. So, Simon and Hannah, I hope you got some good suggestions from us there.
Podcast.
After us talking extensively on the air about how boring it was looking at other people's holiday photos, Becky's now showing us hers. There's me, skinny dipping. You really
I wasn't
were.
Skinny dipping.
On a beach in Kefalonia.
I'm showing you that's the back bit of where my bikini was tied.
You and your boyfriend off of Greece are blatantly wearing no clothes there. I can't believe you went nudie swimming.
No.
God.
It didn't help that I went, oh, look, this is our private beach.
No, but it did perk up the otherwise boring holiday photos, to be honest. I was going to say, oh, blimey, what's that one?
You didn't even get to the bit about the dog and the love bite.
What?
No, just leave it there.
You can't say the dog and the love bite and then just leave
it. The we met this dog who'd been... We didn't meet this dog. A friend of ours had his
dog.
And it had been weaned on a bottle. And obviously, since they've taken it off the bottle, it now just likes to suck bits of flesh. It kind of grabs the top of your arm and like sucks it like it's a bottle. But if you leave it on too long, as my boyfriend did, it gives you a love bite. I really thought that was a bit too far.
You got a love bite of a dog?
No, I didn't, but he did, yeah, on the top of his arm. I was like, that's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
It's a little chihuahua. Do you want to see a picture of it?
No, not really.
Look, a love bite dog. He's called Dobby.
How many love bites did he get?
Just one. Do you, why you seemed a bit jealous then? You've got dog envy.
Just that. Oh. Sorry, I'm starting to stiffen up now.
So, how is that related to it?
No, nothing. I just got a twinge. You might have to carry me out of here tonight.
Can we get some entertainment news?
Okay. BBC Radio 1. How much would it cost, you think, for somebody to... Like, if I paid for somebody to come around and run me a bath tonight...
This is all because you ran the Great North Run yesterday. Mm. And now your muscles have seized up.
Takes a while. Right, McFly are coming up. And also CeeLo Green. Perfect wedding song. And now Tulip with entertainment news.
Hello.
Hiya.
You need to get someone to walk on your back.
No, that happened to me once in Thailand. I'll never do that again.
No, it's good. You just need someone that's quite light, like a child.
Well, no, probably. Some big fat lady... stood on me in Thailand once.
No,
this is coming out.
This is the best 3 minutes of radio
ever. Out really bad.
Anyway, away from
the. I need a small child to walk on my back, Julie.
Honestly,
what are you on about?
Well, it will help. They can't be too small because you need them to have a bit of weight, but not a big fat lady.
Well, where
from
do I get one of them from?
I don't know. Have you got a nice niece or nephew or some sort of.
Not close.
Maybe someone, a friend's child that won't mind.
My niece is less than a year old.
No, that won't work.
Okay. Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.